Sussex closed the third day at New Road 199 runs ahead with all 10 second innings wickets intact against Worcestershire. Ed Joyce and Chris Nash both hit half centuries to take the visitors to stumps on 143 without loss. Earlier, their home side's last three wickets had added 28 runs to their overnight score as they were bowled out for 259. Somerset's batting wobbled in their second innings to leave an intriguing final day in prospect at the Oval. They closed on 154 for 7 after bowling Surrey out for 388 to lead by 278 runs at stumps. Three early strikes from the Howden side seamers were only partially rectified by a fourth wicket stand of 92 between Craig Keysbetter and Nick Compton, before Stuart Meeker came to the fore to rip the heart out of the middle order and end with figures of 5 for 42. Lancashire closed the penultimate day at Edgbaston and still 238 runs adrift of the home side, as they reached stumps on 122 for 3 in their second innings after being asked to follow on. Only Ashwell Prince, who ended unbeaten on 87, stood firm during the visitors' feeble first innings performance of 197, as Chris Wright, Chris Wokes and Jeetan Patel ended with 3 wickets each. Carl Brown and Paul Horton then shared a stand of 89 for the second wicket in their second innings, but 2 late wickets for Warwickshire means that they must be fairly confident wrapping up the win sometime tomorrow. In Division 2, Kent closed a truncated third day on 280 for 6 against Hampshire. Michael Powell and Darren Stevens both hit 50s and added 101 for the fifth wicket following the early loss of Brendan Nash to Jack Brooks, with Andrew Hall dismissing Stevens for 57 to give him his third wicket. It was trial by spin for Glamorgan on the third day at Derby, and for the most part they failed the test as their batsmen were dismissed for 188 in their second innings and had Derbyshire an 8-wicket win. The day had started brightly for the Dragons as they picked up the last 5 Derbyshire wickets to fall, with an addition of just 20 more runs, with Hugh Waters taking 3 of them. However, things soon deteriorated as Tim Grunewald dispatched both openers with a new ball, before Wes Durston and David Wainwright combined to take 8 wickets for 94 runs with their finger spin. The hosts needed less than 13 overs to chase down the 70 they needed for victory and condemned Glamorgan to their fourth defeat in 6 matches. Essex made 409 in their first innings at Grace Road and then reduced Leicestershire to 29 for 2 in their second innings before Will Jefferson and Ramnaresh Sarwan shared a third wicket partnership of 97 to take the Foxes to stumps on 148 for 3. 19-year-old Ben Foulkes had earlier fallen 7 runs short of what would have been his maiden first class century as he succumbed as one of Wayne White's 5 victims. A draw looks inevitable at Headingley as Yorkshire responded to Hampshire's first innings total of 427 with 399 for 9 declared. Phil Jakes and Gary Bounce took their fourth wicket stand to 149 before the former departed for 93 as one of 3 wickets for Liam Dawson. However, this only opened the door for Anthony McGrath at his 34th first class century as the 36-year-old closed on 106 not out. Visitors then lost Liam Dawson to Adil Rashid in the 44 balls bowled in their second innings as they closed on 21 for 1.